Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. The Bernstein and Rahimi Show. Middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday. Dan Bernstein, Layla Rahimi.
I did not think that all three of them would go. I maintained, stupidly, I guess, that for sure at least one of them would stay, and it was probably going to be biased because usually you build around a shortstop, especially one whose defensive skills are still so high. I do think, as we saw over the weekend, when he was gone with Trevor Williams for a prospect, that is the state of baseball we are living out on the north side.
That's really my first question for Jed is, how did we get here? How did it get to this? How did it get to none of them extended? And I get back to Castellanos. Like you said, you're not even interested in doing that. You move Darvish just because you don't want to pay him anymore.
Schwarber.
And then
John Lester.
We're just kind of here. And I know that the team hadn't produced enough. And that 11-game losing streak, everybody knew it.
You know, we had reached a point with all these players where we had 2 months left with major league players. You have, you know, usually 7 years of control, and we were at the end of those 2 months. We sort of gave this team a chance to win this year, and obviously I was hoping to be on the buy side of the transaction had we played well enough, but we didn't. We had a 11-game losing streak, and you know, with that, I think it was very clear that, you know, given we had these expiring contracts, it was sort of time to reset this organization from a young talent standpoint, and it was time to kind of move forward.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
With Bernsey and really Mahimi.
Middays, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We have to talk a little bit about what the Bulls did yesterday. Things are happening in good ways, I think. I think this is positive activity for your Chicago Bulls for the moment, with more in the offing. We got some Bears. We've got Craig Calcaterra at 10. He's got some strong thoughts about Jed Hoyer's appearance on these airwaves yesterday. There's a little elsewhere in baseball. There's stuff going on as we're getting some more context for what the Cubs have done. So we'll look at that forensically a bit. At 11, Jen Puente, who's awesome. If you haven't heard her before or heard her on the I'm Fat podcast, the CMO of the Wisconsin State Fair is going to tell us all about what is going to be available for us there food-wise. It's perfect to have Rick Kemp come in afterwards. Rick Kemp in studio giving us his Bulls and NBA transaction analysis at 11:25. Surprises along the way as well. And here's something special. If you listen this week, we will have chances to win tickets to see Willie Nelson at Ravinia on Saturday, August 14th, along with a special unique gift from Ravinia and 670 The Score. So this is before the end of the show today. We are going to give away a four-pack of lawn tickets to see Willie Nelson. So you got to be listening if you want the chance to win. 312-644-6767 is the Score listener line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Your emails go to BernsteinRahimi at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live, because we stream at 670thescore.com. Your texting is found in the text zone That's brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at Bernstein Rahimi. She's at Layla Rahimi. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. When you download the Odyssey app, you can stream the score on your mobile devices. There's also Facebook. You can like the 670 The Score page. Twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score is our Twitch feed, and that is the chat also that goes on there. We have these high-def cameras under these sort of surgical lights that we have to make us look as attractive as possible. It's not working for me, I know. Connor O'Donnell and Brian Gertsch are the directors of that and the moderators of the chat. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer, and Jordan Malley is our sound man on the board. So I don't think they gave up much anything for Lonzo Ball. And it looks like the cost was right. The price of the deal was just fine. And I think he's a really good fit for this team. And so is Alex Caruso. I thought the Bulls took a solid step forward yesterday.
We've been talking about Lonzo Ball since he was in LA and the idea of him going from the Lakers to the Bulls. This has been a process that's been years in the making. I am very curious moving forward to hear what he has to say once it's official and he can talk to the media about wanting to come here, because I think that this is something that has been on his long-term goal list. And to see it play out the way it did, I think the Bulls did an excellent job once again in trying to figure out what assets to move. We talked about Sato and Garrett Temple, and
they got something for Garrett Temple. They got something for 35-year-old.
Well, maybe others love Garrett Temple as much as we do, but we forget about his age in that equation. You're correct. And I think Sato still has some real value. I appreciated his play for the Bulls. It's just about fits. The concern, and I want to talk to Rick Camp about this too, is while I do think Lonzo Ball is better defensively, it's by how much. But once again, nature found you, Dan. And just like the what you thought was a snake nest that was really a rabbit's nest that turned into the Bears quarterback nest.
I didn't know what it was at the start. I thought, because I saw something moving in there, I thought it could be snakes, and then I thought it could be rats. I didn't know what it was, so I got all terrified. And then I looked it up, and it was a bunny nest, and they were taken care of, and the mom would come by every night and feed them. And then they up and left, and they come back every once in a while. They hang out.
So we joked that when Dan didn't know what the nest was, that it was something scary in there, like the Bears quarterback. And then, thusly, came Justin Fields. And then Dan had a Robin visit. And just like the bunny nest, I joked that we were going to have a Bulls point guard nest.
Mm-hmm.
And look what happened.
And it happened. So apparently, and you've been figuring this out, you've been on the case here, that when nature comes to visit me at home, when some animal nests, it is an opportunity for one of Chicago's pro sports teams to get something it needs.
It's like an angel getting its wings, but it's with Dan. That makes it confusing.
I'm just running out of things that may come nest near the house. Like, if we were in Florida, we could get monitor lizards or armadillos or any number of, or of course.
Nobody speaks that happily about armadillos if they have them.
The invasive penis snake may come by as well, now that we know that that's in the canals in Florida. We learned
also
that
concerning
yesterday.
With athletes sometimes.
But that's,
I'm
going to
have infinity
yesterday.
Jokes for this.
That's why I keep mentioning it. So I'm probably not going to have paper wasps, because I took precautions against, on our railing off of the porch where we usually get paper wasps, I've covered that all.
Those aren't happy things, though. Birds and bunnies are happy.
I don't know what else could move in. I mean, there's coyotes around, but they're not going to make their home there. They're going to make a burrow. There's chipmunks underneath my neighbor's porch.
Okay, we can work with that.
But they now, did you see there's something that just got canceled in like Colorado because all the chipmunks have bubonic plague?
Oh, yeah, this has been happening for a while. Plague is not as uncommon as you think, at least not in animals. There were some issues with animals contracting the plague last
really?
Year, too,
okay.
Because 2020. But I do feel like maybe the chipmunk nest is the next thing.
But here's the question.
Cubs prospects?
Cubs starting pitchers, I think, right? Whatever may try to make its home somewhere near me would have to be symbolic of Cubs starting pitchers.
Healthy Luis Robert.
Oh, that's coming. He'll
well,
be fine.
Well, then it's
he'll
an easy nest grab. I don't know what to tell you.
So I just don't know what else could arrive. Somebody sent me a picture.
Bears cap space.
Somebody out in the suburbs had whoa, look out, ducks. Whoa. That they had the ducks that were nesting in their front yard in the bushes. That there are ducks around. I haven't seen that because I think we're probably not close enough to water.
The bottom of the hour was brought to you by Northwestern Football. Football returns to Wrigley Field this fall when the Cats host Purdue. Buy tickets at NUSports.com. Football at Wrigley is something that could possibly be in a nest. Did you ever watch the Pinstripe Bowl?
Yeah.
I always found it really weird. I was like, football's not supposed to be on that field.
Yeah, it used to be that's how it worked, though. The football teams played in the baseball stadiums.
Oh, of course. And like the latest examples being Oakland, probably, but I don't care. Still weird. At Yankee Stadium, it was a disturbing contrast.
I'm just waiting to see where your Austin Bills are going to play.
Everybody threatens to move to Austin in their life. It's just one of those things you do. I just didn't expect it to be a football team. But everybody threatens to move there, too, as a football team. The Raiders threatened to move there, I think, at one point. Oh, no, that was San Antonio. They were talking about moving the Raiders to San Antonio. Then, like, the Pelicans were going to move somewhere around there, like Austin or something. Everybody does it.
Because we're running out of cities. It's Nashville, Austin, and Portland.
Right.
And those are your, and sometimes Louisville because of the Yum Center. They're like, there's a finite number of places because we've expanded to all the cities that really deserve teams at this point.
Sprint Center in Kansas City, which is what makes Mike Florio's comments about the NFL eventually getting to 40 teams so interesting still. That's going to be one of those things he said that makes me really ponder.
So the good news for the Bulls is they've got a core that I think right now, my expectation is they make the playoffs with this group. And they're going to get better.
And this Eastern Conference.
Yeah, you should be a sixth seed, right? If you actually just start lining everybody up.
We thought that was going to happen last year.
And we were wrong.
So
maybe
wrong.
This year will be right and
Bulls playoff
not
nest?
Wrong. We'll keep an eye on it. If we get another nest, then we'll figure out what it is and whether or not it's something horrible that's going to kill us or whether or not we could hope that it produces something for a Chicago team. Next up, I want to hear the Nick Foles stuff in its entirety because
yeah.
I think he thinks he's someone other than Nick Foles. He might have some sort of dissociative mental disorder.
I don't even know if it's necessarily that, but something about this, there's some cognitive dissonance here. I agree. Let's listen next.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
There's a lot of reasons that I can't talk about, to be honest with you. It's one thing to create something. It's another thing to know when not to speak about something, and this isn't the right time or place to speak about it. There was a lot of reflecting. A lot of just, getting back and keeping things simple and working hard and enjoying the family and understanding that, I know who I am as a player and a person, and that's the most important thing. And trials teach us a lot about ourselves, and we grow through them. And last year was, last couple of seasons haven't been the easiest, but I'm still here. I'm still, wanting to play the game. I feel the best I've felt. I've had a great offseason putting in the work every single day to where, coming in the training camp, I feel great. I feel the strongest I've felt. Just, I took something that could have, defeated some people and made it a positive. Still here, still working.
Okay, great. That's lovely. He's a very confident young man. That's Nick Foles, the Bears' third-string quarterback. We're Bernstein and Rahimi, by the way. Sports Radio 670 The Score, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to noon. And yesterday he also talked about his immediate future, about whether or not he has the agency to, I guess, be elsewhere, and was asked directly if he's anticipating being traded.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll tell you what, in this league, I don't want to go to someone that, I don't know. I don't want to be put – listen, great coaches, when you have a great coaching staff, it's something special. Big reason, we were great in Philly was we had a great coaching staff. We did really well. They put us in position to succeed, and it showed. I think everyone can say it showed. So that being said, I don't want to just go somewhere where, I don't know them. I don't know the offense. I've gone down that road before, and it's not fun. There's plenty of quarterbacks that go down that road, and it's, you got to be in something that you know, something that you're comfortable with so you can pull that trigger as fast as you can. If all of a sudden you're out there in a game and you're thinking through things, it's too slow. The NFL is too fast. You have to be able to just let it rip. And, that's what I look for. So, yeah, absolutely. I don't want to just be traded to someone I don't know and, you get an opportunity to play. No, I want to be able to go somewhere where I know we'll be successful because I know the people in there. I know what they stand for. I know who they are as human beings. That's what you want. That's what great teams are made of.
Are you anticipating such a move?
I know there's a lot of talks out there. Trust me. I hear it. I see it. I do it. I mean, but at the end of the day, like, that creates clutter in my mind because I still have to go out here and I have to practice. I go out there with the three group, and I always tell those guys, I talked to them today, there's a, you know, I don't care what the freaking coverage is or if you think you're dead on a route, I'm feeling it right now, so be ready where I can fit it in anything. And I showed that, and there's a couple of things where, you know, we didn't complete it, but then they were like, man, like, you, that play's dead in the playbook. That route's dead in the playbook, but it's there, and I'm going to throw it, so you know that. So I'm that's the beauty sometimes of being a three is you can sort of do your own thing because they're focused on the other guys, which is cool, so I get to be me, which is fun. So I'm having fun, and I'm out there with those guys, and I think y'all have watched. We've been dicing it up a little bit. We've been taking shots, and I'm trying to help those guys be better. They know that they're playing with a good quarterback, and I'm going to help those guys get better so they have an opportunity to make a team here or somewhere else.
Dude, okay, first of all, he said, I see it, I hear it, I do it. Did you hear that? When it came to the rumors out there about possible trades, I see it, I hear it, I do it. What do you do?
I assume he means he's listening.
Or he's texting people or talking to his agent. Or I mean,
right,
if, like, he's involved in it.
I think he meant like he's like, I do see the trade rumors. That's what I took out of that. I'm not going to get hung up on like syntax points.
How about going off the book too? He's like, yeah, that might be dead in the playbook, but it's I'm going to throw it anyway. This gets back to how he and Nagy couldn't see eye to eye on the sidelines.
That was one of the notes that I had from this is when I heard it, I was immediately reminded of the Brian Griese discussion that the backtrack on that and the cover up was more involved than the actual comment. And we all said, consider the source, which is fair.
And then the wristband.
But logistically, all of that made sense. And frankly, from what we were seeing on the field, it made sense. But he talks about knowing the offense. We still don't know what the offense is really supposed to be. And you saw how many plays were specifically for Nick Foles.
And he was
terrible.
Allen
Robinson talked about that.
He was terrible.
Do you remember what Allen Robinson said at the end of the season? On the Chris Collinsworth podcast, where he talked about how there was a separate offense for Nick Foles. These are the kind of inefficiencies and confusing initial setups that make me really wonder and worry about the development of, say, Justin Fields moving forward.
That's fair. And there was more, because we know that the most recently publicized injury is to the Colts recently acquired Carson Wentz. And he goes back a long way with Frank Reich, and he sounds effusive when he's talking about another team and another coach.
Listen, Frank Reich is one of my favorite, if not favorite, coaches of all time. He understands me as a player. He understands me as a person. But, you know, right, I haven't had any talks with him. I don't know. I'm a Chicago Bear right now. But I think if he knows me. He understands. I mean, y'all watched the 2017 season in the playoffs where he changed the offense and built it around me, and y'all saw what happened. So he understood my mentality as a player. And he was able to build it around me and put me in a successful position and my teammates. But that being said, they have Carson. And Carson and I have a lot of history. I have a lot of respect for Carson. He's a tremendous player. He's going through adversity once again, but he'll bounce back. And you know what? He might miss a few games, but I know he'll be back out there. But we haven't had any talks. So right now I'm a Chicago Bear, and I'm going to keep slinging it with these third stringers, and we're going to dice them up.
I like the end of
it. I'm a Chicago Bear right now? Is this... Can someone tamper with himself, so to speak?
I think he is talking very candidly without saying the thing that we clearly don't know. Don't you?
He's walking right up to the precipice of tampering here.
Foles is...
I'm a Chicago Bear right now, but let me tell you about Frank Reich, who really knows me and can design an offense for me.
No, he's not. Tampering has to do with a team, and like we love to use that phrase and like think we know what it means sometimes, but I think in the NFL, like, it's got to be on the part of the team.
It generally has, but there have been actual cases, actual grievances brought up. I think Lance Briggs and the Niners, when he was in approaching restricted free agency, was the last time we actually had accusations of it here that we talked about.
Right. It's got to be a specific team. And that's the difference between Foles and what Aaron Rodgers is doing, where Aaron is like, my future is a beautiful mystery. But here's my takeaway. Foles is playing with the housiest of house money, having won a Super Bowl as a backup quarterback. Is he not? He got brought in by the system, or at least part of it, with an offense that he knows, which he talks about in this interview. And then still has agency as a veteran presence to be able to say, my favorite coach isn't the coach of this team.
Yeah, it's not this team. I'll tell you, my absolute favorite coach who really knows how to use me is this other guy on this other team. But go Bears. You know,
it's, I mean, that's...
All that does is lend credence to everything that we saw manifested last year.
It also lends credence to the nickname that we can't give him here. And they did give him in Philly. Like, this, that's some chutzpah, isn't it?
Yeah, but I thought it was that the nickname was more than symbolic.
I can't tell you the answer to that question.
I can't either. I was under the impression that that nickname was literal and figurative.
Ask one of your Philly guys. Joe Giglio.
Do you know what I don't Tony talk about with my Philly? Do you know what
Philly name generator.
Do you know what I don't talk about with my Philly guys? That kind of stuff.
Okay, fair enough.
They do. I promise you they do.
That's fine. There are certain things I will not participate in. But the whole point here is
that... Sure. Back to the snakes in Florida.
Hey.
Sure.
Hey, Joe, it's Layla. Tripod, question mark?
Remember that time I said they were invasive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, when it comes to Foles... I appreciate the candor and the confidence. And he does say he's going to sling it with the third team, but you're also saying third team. Like, we all saw what happened during the season. However, as irrational as it may sound, does he have a point when it comes to the flawed, from its start, Bears offensive scheme?
He might. If he's saying that he's ignoring the playbook, that might be dead in the playbook. I'm going to throw it anyway. Okay, then. Well, all right.
Isn't that insubordination? Like, haven't we gotten mad at people for that?
Yes. And if he says, I'm out there with these third stringers, because you're on the third string. And the possibility exists. Brad Biggs brought this up a couple of days ago. I heard him say with Mully and Haw that if you are on the third string, and if he really does know the plays, and you're going up against guys who aren't even going to be in the NFL when the season starts, you know, your time in these exhibition games, you're going up against cuts. We're going to have, you talk about the Ken Mastroli Award that we give out or gave out every year. I don't know if we're still doing the Ken Mastroli Award. I'm certainly happy to do it. It's the garbage time performer who goes crazy, go crazy, that there will be some serious Ken Mastroli Award competition. You're going to get that chance with a quarterback out there who knows what's going on. You can slice and dice guys who are going to be working at a car dealership.
Let's friendly remind you all that Nick Foles' cap hit, according to SpotRac, is $6,666,000. And the dead cap is $14.3 million.
Wow. And he sounds like a guy who really would prefer to be elsewhere. That's what it sounds like.
But then you're going to have to go elsewhere. Right? And we've heard rumors about that. Like, this is it's Nick Foles. Nick Foles is also a third string quarterback. We were talking about the third string quarterback here. Like, the perspective versus the individual is very, there's a contrast there.
He was not comfortable last year, despite being the guy they said was being brought in to fix it because he wouldn't make the same mistakes, doesn't make the same mistake twice. He knows everything inside and out. He's worked with all these coaches, and it never hooked up. And it keeps that an open question. Does Matt Nagy's system work?
Because both can be true. Nick Foles can be talking a little out of pocket. And Matt Nagy's offense might not be what we think it is. And I would much rather know now from a guy like that who tried to warn us than Justin Fields in his first game against one of the hardest schedules in the NFL.
When we come back, Craig Calcaterra is going to make his regular Tuesday appearance. He had some very strong thoughts on what Jed Hoyer told us yesterday. That and more with Craig next on The Score.
We are Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station.
We're live from Chicago.
Talking Chicago sports.
Listen on your radio,
your laptop,
your mobile device with the Odyssey app.
AUDACY.
Or tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score.
We're live and we're local.
670 The Score. An Odyssey station.
Hey, it's Zach Sedman here to let you know that the Acura Summer Performance Event is happening at McGrath Acura of downtown Chicago on Elston. Right now, they're offering 0% financing on 2021 ILX and TLX, which can save thousands, or stop by the dealership to test drive the all-new 2022 Acura MDX Performance SUV. Book your VIP appointment today at McGrath Acura of downtownchicago.com because when you do the math, you choose McGrath and tell them Zach sent you.
Financing to qualified buyers.
Reddit user Flamo Demo says, "This is the worst phone I've owned. People are always bothering me about it. I'm just scared to use my phone in public, as a random someone may just give me a stupid grin or whisper to their friends. I cannot stand the fact that I just can't relate to normal phones anymore." At Stop It Miranda says, "The middle school sass is back in full swing, and everyone is astounded when I type on a normal-looking smartphone, and then I shut it, and it fits into my girl jean pockets. 10 out of 10. Are you ready for this life? Find out at Samsung.com/reserve.
I come to Dunkin' for something topped, toasty, and tasty, because days like this deserve a toast. I can celebrate today with a bacon-topped avocado toast. It's got rich, creamy avocado on top of toasted sourdough bread with crumbled cherry wood smoked bacon and everything bagel seasoning, all perfectly packed to go. Or I can cheers to a grilled cheese melt filled with white cheddar and American cheese or layered with savory Black Forest ham.
If you're done with your toast, your order's ready.
Yeah!
Toast your way all day at Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
First dates, second dates, 333rd dates. Whatever the number, when the moment comes, you need to be ready. Roman ready. Being Roman ready means you have the confidence and the control to perform when the moment comes. Go to GetRoman.com/summer and connect with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. If appropriate, they can prescribe ED treatment to help you be Roman ready. Visit today, and if you're prescribed, get 50% off your first month of ED treatment.
Respected, successful, rewarding, full of opportunity. Real words from real employees about how they feel working for ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. So, if those sound like things you are looking for in your career, don't wait any longer. Apply to join our team today. We're currently looking for experienced residential service technicians for our plumbing, sewer, HVAC, and electric divisions. Of course, we have great wages, full benefits, plus a 401k program, year-round work, and more. You'll quickly see what working for one of the fastest-growing and most trusted brands in the Chicagoland area can do for you. And because we're committed to delivering five-star customer service, you'll receive ongoing industry-leading training. Visit 4abc.com. That's the number 4abc.com. Or call 888-242-0633 to take your career to the next level and consider it done.
It's David Hochberg from Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender. Check out this valuable information about reverse mortgage loans. Experienced homeowners secured 44,662 reverse mortgages in 2020, totaling a record $10.6 billion. These financially astute homeowners are taking advantage of the many benefits of reverse mortgage loans, which include increasing monthly cash flow by deferring mortgage payments. All the proceeds of reverse mortgage loans are tax-free, extending the life of retirement funds. Making home modifications so it is easier and safer to live independently. Afford in-home professionals to assist you with tasks that have become more challenging as you've gotten older. Reverse mortgage loans are an outstanding financing option for experienced homeowners. If you would like more information about reverse mortgage loans from local reverse mortgage loan experts, give us a call now at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. That number again is 855-563-2843 or visit 56david.com.
Dan Bernstein, Layla Rahimi, on the way in 60 seconds on The Score.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. So, 82% of you listening will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.